From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A death investigation underway in Humboldt County Wednesday morning. Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the area of Highway 101 just north of the Humboldt Hill exit for the report of a deceased male subject found near the roadway. The person appears to have been in his late teens or early 20s. He's not been identified at this time. The death determined suspicious and is under investigation. An autopsy of the body is scheduled. Humboldt County fire agencies are actively helping areas being affected by wildfire devastation. Local fire agencies contributing personnel and fire engines to assist CAL FIRE in protecting communities suffering depletion of fire resources. The agencies are assigned to active incidents in Mendocino and Lake counties, as well as providing fire station coverage in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties. Mendocino County incidents involving crews from the Arcata Fire Protection District, the Blue Lake Volunteer Fire Department, the Bryceland Volunteer Fire Department, Miranda Volunteer Fire Department, For Humboldt County CAL FIRE Station coverage, Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department, Humboldt Bay Fire, Rio Del Volunteer Fire Department, and Samoa Peninsula Volunteer Fire Department. Fire officials are also reminding us that the CAL FIRE burn ban is still in effect. The California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport is getting a director of aviation. Cody Rogatz comes to the area after managing the Aberdeen Regional Airport for the past 4.5 years. His start date locally likely in mid-September. Rogatz made the announcement to officials there at a recent meeting. As aviation director, Rogatz will oversee the commercial airport and 5 general aviation airports within the county. The board-appointed position will have a yearly salary of about $112,000. Early Wednesday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies went to a local hospital where 2 gunshot victims were. During the course of the investigation, they learned that the man and woman were approached by an unknown light-skinned male adult suspect while stopped in their vehicle near the intersection of Van Street and Herrick Avenue in Pine Hill. The male suspect reportedly brandished a firearm and then shot at the 2 victims prior to them taking off in their vehicle. The victims were able to transport themselves to a local hospital for treatment, both expected to recover from their injuries. A man found passed out in a vehicle with a handgun in his lap is now under arrest in Eureka. The male eventually woke up and was taken into custody without incident, the handgun determined to be loaded. The man's identified as 26-year-old Nolan Travis of Del Norte County. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.